Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Neil, thanks for joining us, no as problem. Ever. This sort of game, you'd want 3 points from this. Are you disappointed, really? Stafford Rangers struggling. Would you have been wanting 3 points today?
Scrappy game. Mm-hmm. Pitch looks good from up here. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't, you know, you heard me, you probably can hear me from the first half about the amount of times we give the ball away. Just have to look after it better. You know, we said a few things at half time, and I thought second half we came out, we had a go, the keeper got man of the match, we had a go. Still not brave enough at the top end of the pitch. You know, with the lads we've got on the pitch, it's a 4. You know, like the fans were saying at half time, 2 up top, I was like, it's a 4. It's an absolute, and 2 up top second half, but then you lose your 2 wingers, and that's what happened. So it's going to take a little bit of working out. Positives are another clean sheet, you know, massive. You know, we're getting it now at the defensive end of the pitch. I say that if you win your home games and get points on the road, you'll be there or thereabouts. Stafford had a great win last week. They brought in 4 or 5 new players. So, you know, all in all, I think a point's a fair result. Not the most entertaining of games, I don't think. Very scrappy. The fans enjoyed themselves. I think it's as good as I've heard them, you know, away from home. They're absolutely brilliant again. But listen, we weren't good first half, and I don't know if Tuesday took it out of us or not. I don't know. But second half, I thought we had a go, and, you know, we camped in the half, and Paddy touched the ball, actually, for the first time with his hands with 10 minutes to go. So, but no, you're right. Yeah, I'm disappointed. I went to win.
They're a bit more physical than us, you feel? That yes. There's 50-50s, they were sort of muscling our players off the ball.
Absolutely.
A bit.
I thought the 4 and 5, big, strong boys. Mm-hmm. I thought the 2 wide men were big, strong boys, down the middle, number 10, in the midfield, number 8. You know, they've got a physical approach. And I mean, lots of teams do in this league. Mm-hmm. What it is, the kind of the better teams have that type of physicality, and then the lads can play as well. You know, the teams towards the bottom end of the pitch are physical players and kind of not you off the stride, but listen, they did well. You know, they've a good setup here. They've done well, but I am disappointed.
But on that positive, and you alluded to it, the defence is really looking solid. Curtis Jones seems to become starting to become like the figure. He's quite. You can hear him as well and see him. Mm. And is that something coming from the training ground, you think, or more players just relaxing?
No.
And settling into it.
No, we do loads on the training pitch. You know, we do loads on 1 attack, 3 drop off, the distance between each other, kind of like sliding across, you know, the old-fashioned piece of rope, if you will, getting across, and then, you know, the screen on in front of that. I think, you know, there we're getting it right. Paddy's now getting used to them, talking. You know, his distribution's great. I just think it's there, the top end. It will click. Your Regan lineage, your Mike Donoghue, your Alex Currens today, your Tundies, you know, your now Rodney's when you come on, your Charlie Ennis's, your Chris Sharps, have goals in them, you know, and I don't know if there's a slight hesitation. I'm just not sure, but it will come off. It came off against Morpeth, but it has to come off.
Is it the decision? Because that's what we identified, is that there's times, you know, where players, the ball lands at their feet 25 yards out and they snap a shot at it when there's those options just at that moment. Is it decision making?
Yeah, it was. And, you know, we had 3 chances, Jack Lenehan, Alex Curran, and then Regan Linney. And we just needed to relax in the final third and pick the pass out, and it would have gone in. But we snatched at every shot, and we snatched at the third one. Next thing, we're in our own half, and that was just a little pullback, and boom, 1-0, we go away from home. But they're the things that you can't influence on the pitch. You know, it's great in training when you're working on pullbacks and cutbacks. But when you're in the, you know, the heat of the moment or the pressure cooker, you know, they make that decision. And, you know, I'm never going to berate anybody for having a shot. You know, they've tried. It didn't come off, but
I mean, is it... How can you work on that sort of mental side of the game, the composure side of the game? Whatever, how possible is that in a training?
I mean, I wasn't a front man, but listen to a various amount of front men, and they say that one goes in, two goes in, three goes in, and you know you just need that little bit of luck. And you know, Regan Linney started off scoring 3 and 4 or 3 and 5, and mm-hmm. goals have dried up. Tundy scored 2 on his debut, goals have dried mm-hmm. up. Donners hasn't got off the mark yet. Charlie Ennis was on fire mm-hmm. in pre-season. You know, you look at different things, and you watch him in training, putting things in the top corner, doing it. Match day, I don't know. And the longer it goes on, the more he gets in your head. And I'm just saying, I call it the golden ticket. You know, if you work hard to get into the final third, it's golden ticket time. Go and draw it, pull it, do what you need to do to go and score. But, you know, it wasn't to be again today.
But I felt that, like with Derek Jones, their skipper, like Steele at Lancaster, was mopping it up at the back. And I felt that sometimes there was too many, you know, quick transition, long balls coming in. Maybe if they could have gone out wide. What was your perception of all that?
You're absolutely spot on there, James. And I think they lost trust in the pitch. Absolutely, because I think in the first half, and I'm encouraging us to play, and it's bobbling up around people's feet, and Potsy was giving the ball away, and Jack Lenham were giving the ball away. I think they lost trust in the pitch, and they thought, we don't want to put one into there, and it bounces up, and then we're on the cash. So they started turning things around. But it was similar to the Scarborough game when we did that. And I said, just be brave to work things out. You know, it's a football pitch, same for both teams. And the times that we did do it in the second half, the pitch, if you put enough pace on the ball, the bubbles in the pitch will go away. I don't think we did. It was a 6 out of 10 performance, you know, if I'm going to be honest.
Yeah, well, just two very quick. Paddy Wharton, Paul reminded me he was only 19, because he does look beyond his years. But two saves in the first half that kept you in it. That's
the one with his feet, you know. You'd be watching that, wouldn't you, tonight, over and over and over again. And it came for a crowd of players as well. But Paddy's so good. You know, I've said Paddy will go back in the league. I've no doubt about it. And, you know, to make that decision at such a young age to not want to play 23's football or get lost in 23's football and come and play for FC United says everything about the lad. And he's developing every week. And big lad, big physical boy, great kicking. Listen, there's not many better around, in my opinion. And, you know, he deserves applaudits and he deserves another clean sheet. And in there, he's delighted. Mm-hmm. Because if he can, you know, for him, clean sheets is like scoring hat-tricks. And so he's, you know, taking loads of positives. So happy with him.
And delivery from corners seems to be getting less wasteful. I mean, even though without Ennis on the pitch, you still, they were going in the right areas, yeah. So couldn't be taken advantage. A couple of free headers that weren't taken advantage of.
And we have worked on that. We were overhitting a lot of ball. We were taking the wrong option on corners. And we've just got to pick out what I call a second 6 yard box, a corridor of uncertainty, you know, between the penalty box and the 6 yard box to let lads come and attack it with the outswinger. And, you know, we're getting there. You know, we're getting there. We scored off one the other night. You know, Doyle won the first and then Morris put it back in. So, you know, lucky not to score for set piece, but like I said, probably on balance of play, not the most.
Looking forward to the cup
next Saturday. Absolutely can't
Warrington.
Wait. I'm just hoping that they saved a little bit of energy because it looked like they did today, you know, for the Warrington game next week. But we know, listen, the FA Cup's special, and whether or not you go here and you get beat, whatever the scoreline is today, it's the FA Cup, and everybody seems to raise the game 10%. Warrington will raise it 20% because they're coming to Broadhurst Park, and there'll be a really good crowd. We've got to raise it again and again, and loads of positives, 6 unbeaten, clean sheets, you know. We'll respect Warrington, absolutely, they're a great side, but we're not going to fear them, and we're going to work hard in training this week, and, you know, we want to get in that first round proper, so let's go for it.
Excellent. We've got two training sessions. The Glossop game, of course, has been put back, but as ever, Neil, thanks so much for joining us.
No problem.
And we'll see you next Saturday.
Yeah, brilliant. Okay. Thanks, guys.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.